So I had a big weekend with JJ this weekend. Yesterday, we went to the Hamlin Hoedown in our neighborhood and met up with Uncle Blake and Aunt Lexi. JJ got to ride a pony and pet a bunch of animals. He had a blast when he got off the pony and he realized that he couldn't get back on the pony because it was the next person's turn. He lost his mind and started crying, to which Aunt Lexi said, just like his mama, which I thought was hilarious because when I told Lisa the same story, she said the exact same thing, just like his mama. So that was fun yesterday. And then today we went to church and then went to lunch with Uncle Timmy and Aunt Nicole. And that was super fun. Timmy and I talked about over lunch the importance of having a villain for the company that you build. And so with Sweetfish, about a year ago, we landed on the villain being commodity content. And when you can villainize the thing that your brand or your company is against, I've found that it's often way more powerful than just talking about what you're for. I used to be a very strong advocate for just like, don't knock other people down. And I still don't think you should knock other people down. But I do think that if you can villainize a thing, in our case, commodity content, it does a much more effective job of rallying the troops, rallying the market around something that they can also fight against. And when it's ethereal and it's not a person, it's way more fun. And it's not tearing other people down. And so we were trying to figure out with Timmy's business, what's the enemy for his book company, Dinosaur House? And is it conformist education? Is it old-fashioned education? Education that turns kids into robots instead of turning them into critical thinkers and people that think outside the box and don't just follow a prescription to solve a problem, but they think outside the box to solve a problem. And they take a lot of different things into context to solve a problem. They don't just follow a rule book. And so we're trying to figure out, what is that? Is it old-fashioned education? That's one of the names that Timmy really liked. And then we started thinking about what's the enemy for Orlando business, the first media property in this local business media network that I'm building. And trying to figure out, is it boring local media? Is it boring local news? Is it boring, local business news? What it's something around the fact that most local business news is boring. It doesn't take a stand. There's no personality in it. We haven't quite figured out what the name of it is, but it was a really fun conversation. Nicole was up and about playing with little JJ while Timmy and I were talking about business, and also talked about, who is the ideal persona for Orlando business. Is it an entrepreneur? Is it a local service professional, like a financial advisor or an insurance person, a real estate person? Who is it? And because I much more gravitate toward entrepreneurs, but Timmy, was like, hey, I think your ideal, the ideal person that you're trying to reach with Orlando business is actually the business owner. And so entrepreneurs, associate with being a business owner, but I think, people that own franchises, people that are realtors, I think would also associate not maybe not with being an entrepreneur, but they would associate with being a business owner. And so getting that, having those kind of conversations about who you're targeting and who you want your message to resonate with, I think is really important. As well as figuring out what is the villain. Because if you can get clear on who it is you're talking to, you can start to get more clear with who is the villain that your brand is going to fight against, that other people that you're trying to catalyze with you, that you're trying to win toward you. It needs to be a villain that they want to fight too. And so getting clarity on, okay, it's Orlando business owners. What's the villain for Orlando business owners? Who is the villain that they want to fight as well? And then I can lead that movement toward fighting that villain. We're one step closer to that now, on this seemingly insignificant, but in actuality, I think, pretty significant difference of, the local business owner versus the local leader. Leader being much more vague, where a local business owner much more specific in the type of person that I'm going after. Anyway, already droning on too long here, but it was a fantastic weekend with JJ. He just went down for a nap. And that's it for today. I'm out.